My name's Graham. I'm a watch manager, South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue. I've spent 25 years in the fire service. I wasn't a classroom person. I wanted to be out and doing things, and every day were different. I'm in a great group of guys. I'm having a laugh. We all got on well. We worked for each other, made each other laugh, made each other cry, shared everything. Just really had a good bond for 14 years. And it was probably towards the later stage of that 14-year career that I went to a car crash, and it was very early one Sunday morning. It was the first incident I'd come across where I just didn't want to know, and that was really unusual for me. And even though I'd seen it all before and there was nothing new in there that I hadn't seen, it was just, I'm not having this today. I think that was the first inkling that that something strange was going off in my head. So then sort of things started building up, and I could feel it getting worse and worse and worse. I was same at work, you know, I weren't engaging with people, I weren't talking to them, got my head down a lot, just focusing on my work. And in January this year, went off sick for 3 or 4 months. It is a difficult situation when you're on station, because there was, and still pretty much is, a solid culture of we're heroes, not zeros, and there is a lot of mentality of suck it up and get on with it. I think it still is quite a big elephant in the room that I know there's times when I have mentioned it and people just look at it as if to say, well, I don't know what to say next. For that stigma to be removed in the workplace and for us to be able to just talk as would be fantastic. That conversation will come from creating the environment that people can have them conversations. For somebody just to set the ball rolling and say, do you know what, we know some of you don't like talking about black stuff, but how are you feeling? What is upsetting you? How did you feel after that incident and what you saw? I have noticed that I tend to feel better the more I can talk about it and the less it's taboo. And it's surprising once you start talking about it how many people are similar. And you can see in the faces sometimes that speaking to colleagues, it's like a massive relief from that. At last I can speak to somebody that's felt the same, or I don't have to bottle it up, I can let it go. It does help to talk about it, and it's not something to be feared. It's something that, with support, you can manage.